Hi, everybody, and welcome to the first new step in a post-Dale married man world. But yes, we are continuing the married man show.
I feel cleaner,
right? It's a little bit cleaner. But while Dale will be missed, the married man show will go on. At its core, the married man show is about relationship advice, talking about what's going on in our own world with our relationships and also yours, and then us talking about it, trying to figure things out and maybe get through whatever relationship problems you might be having. So
it's funny you say that, because I do have something I wish to get off my chest about my relationship.
Is it the Dancing with the Stars with Jack and Cindy?
No. It's not the Dance with the Stars. It's something worse than that.
Well, that'll be on the first episode coming back into season 8. So we'll be closing out season 8 with a rotation of guest hosts, which will kind of round out our three hosts. So it'll be Jack and I and one of these guest hosts. So we've said it on other podcasts, but this is here on the Married Man Show feed. So that you'll be hearing these names for the first time if you haven't listened to any of the other podcasts that we do. But first up, we have Nick Dunn, who is one of our co-hosts from the Game of Thrones with Jay, Jack, and Nick. If you listen to that show, great contributor to that show, and also a great friend to the show. And I think will bring a great single guy perspective.
Southern charm single guy.
A southern gentleman's single guy perspective, which I think would be pretty good. And also, I think a good conversationalist, if you listen to our Game of Thrones show, he definitely can podcast. So that's an important part here.
Yes, he is a proven podcaster.
Yes, exactly. For this guest host rotation, everybody here is a podcaster. Which, again, I guess Dale wasn't a podcaster, so we're going different here. We're changing it up.
Dale was a character.
Yes,
and was Dale really real?
Who knows, right?
Did he exist? I mean, how many people actually saw Dale, or did they? People said, "Oh, I saw him at the rink. Met at the rink." Did you? Was that really Dale?
That would be a J.J. Abrams twist, right?
Is that just someone we made up?
And then after Nick, we will be having. This is not in the order they'll be airing. I think we haven't really nailed down who's going to be on what, even though we're going to have our first episode next week. That's classic Jay. Will be Chris in Boston. You might know him from the Media Junkyard, which is another podcast, good friends of ours, all that crew. But Boston is also a good friend to the show. He's married with a young daughter, which, again, I think will be a great perspective to have on the show, and also really funny guy, tells it like it is.
He doesn't hold back.
He's from Boston, so it's always good to have a mass hole.
Yeah, I was gonna say, would you consider him a mass hole?
No, he's a great guy. Very.
He's
great
a great guy.
Guy,
but would you consider him a?
But
a mass
you know, it one of his segments, and I realize now that this is on the Married Men feed, but one of his segments on the Media Junkyard days was the Go Fuck Yourself Mondays. So I think you'll bring a good perspective to the show.
He could have that on the Mary. He could bring that to the Mary Band.
Exactly. You know. So so excited to have Chris in Boston on the show. Next up is Shut Up Tim, from the Tribe, as well as he does a lot of parody songs for the Rob as a Podcast community. He is married with two kids and a new baby in his life.
So he has plenty of time to podcast.
That man does not sleep. So, but again, a good perspective having the show, and also a great podcaster, great personality.
Myself, when my kids were young, obviously there wasn't podcasting. I don't think I would have had time to podcast.
No, but in all fact, you worked like 14-hour days.
That's true. But I'm just trying to think, when would I have had time to podcast?
At night, I guess. Didn't you used to go to the gym late at night? Was that your thing?
Used to go to the gym late at night. I used to work late at night.
Yeah.
Two jobs.
So we'll have Shut Up Tim as one of our guest hosts. So very excited to have him on. Again, a great personality, a lot of fun. I think would have a lot of unique perspectives to bring to the show. And last but not least is Brian Verderosa from Talking Comics and Talking Movies podcast. Currently engaged to be married in October.
So we still have time to talk him out of it.
Yeah, still time to talk him out of it. But again, we kind of have a full spectrum here. So we have a single guy, two married people with young children, and a engaged guy.
You sound like it's painful. An engaged guy. He's engaged.
Wait, it's like it's
he's got a knife in his he's got a stomach wound with a knife hanging. He's engaged.
He's not dead yet, but he's almost there. No. The time
is ticking.
But very much in love. So I don't want to.
Maybe we could go back in time. we just talked about 11/22/63. Maybe we can go back in time and save him.
Maybe. Well, I also knew him when he was single. And I think it's better being engaged. Wears better on him than when he's single.
He needed some structure.
I think so. I think
he needed
so.
Someone telling him what to do every single day of it.
I don't know about that, but
I'm just repeating what you said.
But I'll let Brian say it when he's on the show. So this kind of be a rotating cast of guest hosts. We'll still do about 3 episodes a month, and one of those guys will be on the podcast throughout probably till June or so. And then for the next season 9, we'll maybe land on a solid 3rd guest host, maybe 4 hosts total. So yeah. Who knows? It's kind of fluid, but we're excited to have
we could have 6 hosts on this
6
show.
That might be too many.
You think so?
That might maybe, but either way, very excited to have these guest hosts join the show. They're all very excited. We have talked to them, so they are confirmed as guest hosts. Since we are kind of refocusing in on the relationship advice questions here, one of the favorite segments that we had in the early days of the Married Man Show was Dale's Dating Disasters. And the tough part about it being Dale's Dating Disasters is, he had a lot of them, but he only had so many. So that segment can only live on so long.
Well, the problem is he only had so many dates.
That too.
When you want to kick him, he's not here to defend himself.
He's not here to defend himself, so you can just make fun of him as much as you want. But I think what we want to kind of change is we want to bring back the dating disasters segment, but we want to open it up to everybody. So if you have a dating disaster that you feel comfortable with sharing, you can either email it in to marriedmanpodcast@gmail.com or send in a call to 510-69-TAFFY, which I guess we're keeping that number because everybody knows it.
I thought we should have retired it, but maybe we can come back for the ninth season. Maybe we'll have a different number.
Maybe.
I don't know.
That'll be like the Taffy Memorial. To the fallen brethren. But you can call in as well. If you want it to be anonymous, you can make it anonymous. But I think I think we all have our own dating disasters. I might even share one, or our guest host could share a dating disaster they have. But it'll be a reoccurring segment every week hopefully as long as people contribute to it, where we will all share maybe some of your funnier dating disasters that you have had, which will be a lot of fun. We also have the relationship advice questions, and there will be more to come. But if you want to send in any relationship advice questions you might have, funny things going on in the world of your relationships, or a dating disaster for our new dating disaster segment, send those in to either marriedmanpodcast@gmail.com or give us a call at 510-69-TAFFY. And I think that's about it. Anything else you wanted to say, Jack, to our married man listeners?
That's it. I'm looking forward to it. Like I said, Dale's not going to be easy to replace because he was a different type of podcaster.
Yeah.
But I think we've lined up some good potential host here.
Yeah, I think so too. I think we're not going to try and find another Taffy, right? Taffy.
No. It's like when MASH traded a. You know, they lost Frank Burns, spoiler alert, and brought in Winchester. It's a different, we're going a different direction.
Yeah.
But like Jay said, the core of the show is going to still be relationship advice.
Yeah. And that will live on. And we hope you guys join us along here. I think it'll be a lot of fun. And until then, our first episode is going to be next week. And we haven't nailed down who the guest host is going to be, but it's going to be one of those 4. So excited to get this thing kicked off. We already have some relationship advice questions in the queue there.
Yeah, we do.
And we'll get this ball rolling. So again, thank you to the patrons that make this show possible, all 123 of you, especially Tack from Tokyo and Eckhard Richter. If you'd like to become a patron, you can at patreon.com/Jay and Jack. And we'll see you guys next week for our first post-Dale married man show. So very excited about it. And it, I guess at a certain point we'll just say it's PD. Is it post-Dale? Pre-D and VD.
VD, yeah.
That would be, probably be better if we're talking about post-Dale.
It's too bad Dale's, you know, Dale, could, his initials could have been VD if you switched him around.
Right, yeah. Yeah. It's appropriate. All right, guys. We will see you next week for the first new Married Man show in our new format. Or not new format, but kind of reopening? Re-grand opening? I don't even know what you would call it. Rejuvenation. There you go. Rejuvenation. And until
Kickstarter. Whatever it is.
Okay. We'll see you guys next time. Hasta luego and goodbye.
Bye.